Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
You are?
I'm sorry.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Hey, Doc, do you think we have football season?
So simple, it just might work.
I want him touching the thing.
I desperately want to put it in my mouth. It's entering through a hole in your face. You gotta just put that thing right.
Wow, that's a big hole.
Yeah, I would agree.
They are who we thought they were.
All right, welcome back to our show, you guys and gals. What did Mark Zuckerberg say? Why is he trending?
Zuckerberg said something about how, like,
what's his problem?
He said he doesn't think social media should censor anything, basically.
Yeah, Twitter and the 45 are in a peeing contest right now.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know Zuckerberg was a part of that.
Yeah, so Zuckerberg...
He's siding with Trumpy?
I think he's siding with the fact that extremist groups make up a lot of Facebook, which is why they're still on there.
You know,
I'm serious. Like, Facebook is
for sure is
an absolute cesspool of misinformation and extremist groups on both sides. And
what is Zuckerberg's deal?
His deal is making a lot of money at all costs.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
I think he said, I don't know if this is the exact words, he said, it's not the social media site's responsibility to tell you what the truth is.
Yeah.
Is basically what he said.
So basically,
because Twitter put the little, like, learn about mail-in balloting after Trump's tweets about mail-in voting. And it went to a page of how it was misinformation, and this is actually what's happening, which, of course, sent him into a tizzy.
You know, he has complete control of that company, like his voting rights.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah. It is all him.
Yeah. Look, if anyone at this point thinks that Zuckerberg or Facebook is anything but...
A piece of crap
and is out to do whatever they can to make as much money and don't give a rip about you.
I mean, they've had so many scandals.
Yep. And the best part is that we just...
I did my part.
Yeah.
I deleted my account and I don't miss that one bit.
No, like, we have this thing where people are like, oh, they're stealing it. They're not stealing anything. We give it to them. Stealing your information. We give it to them all willingly. It's like, here, take it.
God, I think Zuckerberg is such a douche.
He is.
So
he's a bad...
Yeah, he's a bad dude,
He's a bad
man.
Guy. God. Absolutely is. But he's doing in some ways, it's the Michael Jordan thing, right? It's like, I'm here to sell shoes.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg's like, look, I...
He's always that way.
You can use this for however you want it, to disseminate whatever crap you want. What's amazing is how many people still... take anything that's on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever, and they really do take that and just run with it. You can post whatever the hell you want, and someone's like, well, I saw a video, so this must be true. No, it's not.
So he's the third richest guy now, Zuckerberg is? He's at $87 billion.
Behind Bezos and Gates?
Yep.
Is he really? He's number three?
Yep.
Wow.
I think in the U.S.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought there were some... I thought there was some international bros.
According to Bloomberg Billionaires Index, third richest person, yeah.
Wow.
In the world. An Earth planet. You know, Facebook has more users than any one country has people.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wrap your head around that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it does. It just shows you how huge it is.
Well, China would be the biggest, right? Or is it China?
I think they have a different kind of site.
No. I'm saying as far as population goes, right? Yeah. They're what? 3 billion and change?
And you had it right.
China. Yeah. I thought I heard that.
Nah.
Facebook is also Instagram, by the way.
Yeah, same thing. I love the people that are like, I hate Facebook and that company. Love the gram. Same one. Oh, China, please. I way overestimated that. China's only got 1.3 bill. I thought they had more than that.
I was right there with you.
Yeah.
You led me astray.
Yeah, 1.3. Yeah, let's round it up to 1.4 and call it good.
All right.
So I'm assuming that... So there's over 1.4 billion people using Facebook, because I'm assuming there's not another country that has more people than China.
I'm with you again.
Although...
Following your logic.
Now that I say that, I should probably look that up.
India?
India's got over 1 billion. But I'm assuming that China's still more. Yeah. China won, although India, they're right there. So this is the latest. This was 2020. China officially with 1.43 billion people. India, 1.38.
It's a tight race.
They're like way ahead of everyone.
Yeah, would you care? Well, you know now because you looked. Mike, would you care to guess number three? So 1.4 and change and 1.3 and change.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have guessed number three.
Nor would I.
Oh, God. I was going to say based on pure size, I was going to say Russia, but I know there's a bunch of empty space there. A
lot of empty space.
But in terms of the size of the country, that's a good one.
Yeah, Russia's 9.
Okay. No, Argentina?
United States of America.
Oh, it is the U.S.
We're the third largest. We're way down
and
there.
And that's I was thinking about our population. I was like, there's got to be people in between us.
330 and change.
Yeah, I was like, there's got to be between 330 and 1.39 billion.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
You know, you look at China and India.
Who's right behind us?
Indonesia.
Indonesia, and they're at 270 and some change. And then Pakistan. That's the biggest, like, whoa, is Pakistan.
I mean, India's not that big in terms of surface area. You think about the amount of people packed into India.
They're just crammed in there.
Vatican City. 801.
What?
Well, you know Vatican City's its own.
Yeah, oh yeah, its own.
So it gets on these lists.
Yeah.
Who's above Vatican City?
801. The 231st most populated country out of 232 is
Liechtenstein.
Tokelau?
Oh, yes, Tokelau.
1,357.
Probably an island somewhere.
Fine folks.
You could visit every single one of them in a day. But yeah, you got Indonesia, Pakistan, Brazil, Nigeria, Bangladesh, Russia, and Mexico round out the top 10.
Bangladesh is up there. What?
I'll bet you that if you threw that out there to the average U.S. American, as the teeny boppers say,
we're number one.
Boy, I don't know how many of those countries people are getting. China and India are 1 and 2. I think everyone knows that. But I don't know how many people are coming up with Pakistan, Indonesia, Nigeria,
Bangladesh.
I honestly don't think I would have come up with Mexico as a top 10 country. And that doesn't seem like that many people.
We're number three.
We're number three. We're number three. You remember, too, a lot of countries are pretty small. I mean, the United States is enormous. And unlike Russia, I mean, we got Alaska where nothing's going on.
Would
and we
you
got
have
some
guessed,
of the Midwest country or Midwest states. But
would you have guessed there are more people in Russia than Mexico? Would you have guessed that?
Yeah. For whatever reason, I'm with Mike. I always think of
Russia is really populated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gigantic.
If you look at the top of Russia, like Siberia and all that, it is just...
That's like east and northeast.
And it's just nothing for as long as you can... It's like again, if you want to look at size, look at Canada. Canada is extremely small. In fact, I think that Los Angeles is the...
You mean population-wise?
Population,
yeah,
it's
that's
huge.
What I'm saying, population-wise. I think Los Angeles is the third largest city of Canadians. It's just the Canadians that are in Los Angeles, I think only Montreal and Toronto have more Canadians in them. So there's not, and they all live within like 100 miles of the border. But when you look at Canada, it's effing enormous. It's just huge, but that's Russia. It's all places that you can't do anything with. Go to Alaska. Alaska is 2.5 times the size of Texas. Like, it gets distorted because the map, you look at how big Texas is. 2.5 times the size of Texas, Alaska. But I'm telling you, you get anything to, and Anchorage is southeast Alaska. You get, southwest. If you get 2 hours outside of Anchorage, especially north, you're just in the middle of nowhere. And like anything north of Fairbanks, you can't live there. Unless you're on some Discovery show and, you know, you're in the...
Here's a couple things.
You're in the middle of the frozen tundra.
Just from looking at this list, Canada has as many people as Morocco. Or I guess I should say, Morocco has as many people as Canada. How about that?
Yeah.
And another one is Australia, their population is smaller than North Korea.
Really?
Isn't that mind-blowing a little bit?
That is very strange. I mean, a lot of Australia is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, the entire center north is basically nothing.
But North Korea has more people than Australia.
Because Australia is almost purely coastal cities. I mean, obviously, there's cities in the desert, but it's just not popular.
How about that, homeboy?
Yeah. How many? I honestly didn't...
I'm looking for some more fun facts here.
Yeah, just...
I'm scrolling.
It's all skewed with... In it, whether it's size or whether the mental image you have.
Do they have, like, the size of the country as well in terms of, like, square, whatever, square feet, square miles, whatever? Do they have the size of it so you can see?
Do they have the size of the countries in square feet?
I don't know about
feet. No. As a matter of fact, they don't, Mike, on here.
Maybe. I'm looking at a country, you know, something in the, 8 billion square foot category. Whatever. Hey, get me into like a three-bedroom.
I am a moron. What is the most densely populated country? That's a better way to ask. For smallest size, but most people.
Probably Japan.
Yeah, Japan's got like 25 mil.
Japan's got an S ton of people, and that's a little tiny island over there. Not a whole lot. It doesn't seem to be like there's a whole lot of places. Or if you wanted to,
can do it by density.
Hong Kong?
It is not Japan.
Like, I know Hong Kong keeps bouncing around, but, like, that's not a big area, and there is an ass ton of people.
I would imagine that, like, India is probably number one in density.
No, it's Macau? M-A-C-A-U, Macau?
Macau! Look over here!
Most dense is Macau, followed by Monaco, then Singapore and Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So Monaco is super small.
Yeah.
It's just like the southeastern tip of France, right?
Crammed in there.
It's all about the tip. If you want to see something depressing, look at the apartments in Hong Kong. It's like the most expensive real estate market in the world. And people literally live in... I don't know what they... Think of like a cubicle, but stacked. They literally live in... They stack cubicles on top of each other. It is the most insane thing. If you ever want to get down a rabbit hole and be grateful that you don't live somewhere, look up the housing situation in Hong Kong and the way people live. And yet, people over there want to live there because I guess it's such a, it's a prosperous place for business and whatnot. I know they've got a bunch of stuff going on right now, but people keep coming there and there just isn't any place to go.
Singapore's a good one too, because Singapore is very small, but very popular. And English speaking.
And the least... densely populated country? That's an easy one. I mean, you know.
Maybe Canada or Russia?
No.
Australia?
Australia's close. It's Greenland.
Oh. Yeah. Greenland's massive.
They have one person there.
It's like six Vikings. Leif Erikson had a couple kids on his way over to the United States and Canada, actually. And then everyone else just kind of hung out there.
All right, well, we got sidetracked with hot population talk.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But,
thanks, Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah.
That
ass hat.
How do you think the guy who fell on his bike's doing?
I think he's having a drink.
We've all been there where you fall down and your instant reaction is just to get up and pretend that it didn't happen.
That's everybody's reaction.
And then you feel it about, 10 seconds later, you're like, ooh, yeah.
Do you think he sat down at one of the picnic tables behind the building as he went over there and went, ooh.
Guaranteed.
Is that one of those things where you sit down and you realize you're more hurt than you think?
Yes. By the way, there's another old man walking by us, and he may go down at any moment. Like, this is not, this is a very labored.
He's wearing a Maryland shirt and an Oklahoma hat. Yeah. Very matching, but different brand.
Ralph Region.
I feel like he may go down at any moment. Interesting.
All right.
People watching behind us today.
Seven things that could soon disappear forever. Next on The Fan.
Hit Get Started today. And here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, well, the way the world is going, what with the pandemic and such, but you also have technology and, you know, advancement, growth, all that stuff.
Yes.
There are soon going to be things that will disappear from our lives forever.
Someone saying their penis from view as I get fatter drinking quarantine beers.
Oh, God! I can't see it!
Andy Reid hasn't seen his feet in a decade, but he knows they're there.
Number one, touchscreens.
Touchscreens?
A little counterintuitive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because don't you think of touchscreens as like super modern?
Sure. So what, are we just going to voice talk everything now?
Move to phones. Well, this is especially because of COVID. Move into apps and phones and special pen. People are buying special pens.
Okay.
To touch screens now.
Can I ask something here?
No.
I need to. I understand, and I've taken this seriously as well. You should. 100,000 people have died. Pandemic across the world. I get it. It's scary. For a long time, I was pretty scared by it. I was scared for my mom. She was in the hospital. Didn't have it. Was in there for a different reason. Totally get it. And I'm all for taking safe measures on that. I am not one of these dismissive people. But this idea that this, moving forward, that everything I do in my life is going to change, or I should change how I operate because of this, what the hell? It's like I hear the other side now, like the far right people that are like, if I wear a mask now, I'm going to have to wear one for the rest of my life. No, I won't. I'm 41, almost 42 years old. I haven't worn a mask before. I'm wearing one now, but eventually I'm going to stop wearing it. And this idea, well, I can never have a touchscreen again. Why? Because you never know what I could pick up. My God, before this happened, we all got along with touchscreens and without masks. And once it passed, and it will eventually pass, or we'll come up with a vaccine or treatment, or eventually we'll learn to deal with it, we'll get better treatments. This is just so ridiculous. The fear-mongering of you can never, we can't have touchscreens anymore. Yes, we can.
Well, okay, so not all of this stuff on here is due to COVID. As a matter of fact, this one really isn't as much about COVID, although people are buying like special pens. If you think about it,
Jesus.
anything done on a touchscreen though can be moved to your handheld, to your app.
Sure.
Like think about airport check-in kiosks, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. So they're just saying touchscreen's kind of like the Blu-ray player, where it's like it came in and it was cool, but the technology just got passed up so quickly that
I understand.
Touchscreens may be gone.
I just feel like we're all freaking out, like we're going to be playing a game of soccer for the rest of our lives. No hand. Yeah, I'm going to use my hands. I got these wonderful things in front of me, and you know what? I like using them, so I'm going to keep using them.
Number two, keys. Of course, we are moving to...
This I'm on board with.
Who isn't?
Yeah. The whole, the keyless, like, if you get in someone's car now and you see them break out a key, you're like...
Right.
You're like, what?
What is that?
What is happening here? The little push button start there.
What are you, 90?
Yeah.
Keys, of course, there's moves to the card, the chip reader things. You know, they have e-keys now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can unlock. We've been shopping for like, you know, like you look for the nice little front door handles and stuff. Hell, all those are now.
Yeah.
Like hold your phone up and, well, not all, but you know what I mean.
I'm looking into that, except I want to replace my whole front door. Can I tell you something, too, on a side note here?
You may not.
Have you ever shopped for a front door?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Had no idea.
Well, how did you not know that?
I've never
front door is a big deal.
I've never bought a front door before. It's always whatever house I had just came came with a front door.
Yeah.
Because I told you, I eventually want to paint the house and I want to do a new garage door and a new front door. And I thought that the garage door would be the expensive one, right? And then the
front.
Garage door, half the cost of the front door. No idea.
Yeah.
Was completely blown away by the cost of front doors. Garage doors, believe it or not, actually found to be somewhat reasonable. But man, that front door, they get you.
Yeah. And then phone, too. This is another thing. Phones can do a lot of what keys do now.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're operating. Number three.
Here at the office, right? We just have like the...
Yeah.
I don't know, the little fob or whatever. And yep. I always just, like, I never take it out. I just, like, you lean your hip.
Hip thrust it, too.
Yeah, I do the hip thrust.
I kind of, like, give it a...
Yeah, you give it a...
And then it opens.
And I don't know if your car, you have this because your car is fancy and a douche car. But yeah, I don't even have to unlock it. You just, if you're, the key is by it and you hold the handle, it opens it.
Duh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So you didn't have
to. Is this 1980?
You don't have to reach in and unlock your car anymore. It's fantastic.
Seven things that soon could disappear forever. Number three, fast food workers. They are moving to devices, gadgets, and robots to flip burgers and do the things other than cleaning.
So that's all we're going to be doing?
So they're going to have way fewer fast food workers. It's just more efficient.
Yeah. Well, don't tell my son that. He's slinging tacos at the Bell. So if you do want to go and say hi to one Iserman Sucanic, go by the 164th Taco Bell. Tell him I said what's up.
So this one is pertaining to COVID. This next one, reusable bags, because nobody cleans them.
Yeah.
So they don't really know what to do on this one. Like, you don't, they don't want to go back to plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But there is going to be a movement to start having people wash their reusable bags, which no one does.
No.
So we could be losing reusable bags in the near future.
I know this is another one that I'm probably going to get killed for, but I love plastic bags, and I continue to use them. I think they're wonderful. I have an entire, I have like 8,000 of them in the drawer, like the junk drawer at your house, just stock full of plastic bags. I love them. I love plastic bags.
Number five, seven things that soon could disappear forever. The plow.
The plow?
Yes.
What?
The plow.
Yeah, like plowing.
Yeah.
Plowing's going away. Oh, no.
God.
What are we going to do without plowing?
Plowing the fields is too expensive. It takes too much gas and the carbon dioxide issues and everything.
So how do we get around the plow?
Well, they're moving to herbicides, seed drills, and cover crops, basically. Oh. In other words, the plow has just gotten too expensive. There's other ways to till the land,
Mr.
so
plow,
to speak.
Yes, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. I didn't know that we had moved past plowing.
We're getting there.
I haven't thought much about plowing, but apparently it's obsolete.
Number
has nothing to do with COVID. Does it?
Well,
just being efficient.
Yeah, efficiency. Number six, blue mail collection boxes. These things are being pulled off the streets at the rate of phone booths.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I
used one. So basically, what they're saying about this is, because the post office is hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
They're moving these, and they're basically consolidating them so that their guys don't have to drive all over Timbuktu to collect them.
Well, don't we all just drive to there's a postal, office or an annex?
Have you, I drop stuff in blue mailboxes if I know one is close.
Yeah.
But if you've ever looked for one, they're actually a lot harder to find now because, again, they're picking them up and moving them to one location, so the guy only has to go to the one place.
See, the problem is that if I have anything that's big enough that I would have to put in one of those blue things, if I'm mailing something out that's like a letter or whatever, I'll just put it in my mailbox with a little flag up. If I'm mailing something that's big enough that I have to, like a package, I have to go to the post office to get postage for it. So I honestly can't tell you the last time that I used one of those blue drop boxes. It's either my mailbox or I got to go in and deal with it in the postal office.
It would be people who don't, maybe they use a P.O. box or something.
Yeah.
And finally, the seven things that soon could disappear forever, two, and I have a bonus one. One is the clutch pedal.
Yeah, that's...
So that's going away.
Yeah, my, even in...
Do the kids even learn to...
No.
They don't?
No. No, I mean, I'll bet you I'll do an impromptu survey. You're 30?
Correct.
Can you drive one?
No.
No. I bet you, let's go 30 and under. I bet you if you are Mark's age 30 and under, please text us 503-250-1080. I'll bet you that 90%+ of people 30 years or younger cannot drive a stick.
It was not mandatory to learn. Almost all the cars when I was starting to drive were automatic.
Yep.
And it was all like, right. Why would I learn to drive stick if I'm just going to drive an automatic? There was no purpose to it.
We were the last generation.
Yep.
When we were young, Mike,
you had to.
You had to,
all the crappy first cars that you got were all.
You would inevitably drive a stick.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
But like, and you would need to know.
And there are people who are my age or younger who I'm sure know how to drive a stick, or their first car was a stick shipped car, but. My first was a 97 Camry.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an automatic. So.
Well, like
does Nemec drive a stick? Does he know how to drive a stick?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
My brother.
And he's, how old's Nemec? 30?
34.
My brother doesn't know how to drive one. His wife makes fun of him all the time for it.
Now, see, I would make fun of him being as old as he is.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do it.
You know? It's kind of like not knowing how to swim.
It's probably not going to like affect your life a ton, but...
It's okay, but it's like, come on, you should know how to swim.
Well, my son, my son or my daughter a while back had asked me about learning to drive a stick. And I went, sure. I said, I'd love to teach you. I said, the problem is, I don't know anyone that has a stick. I said, if you can find someone that's got a car that we can borrow, I'd be happy to teach you. But like, who has one? Even sports cars now.
Yeah.
I got a doctor bro of mine that he likes sports cars. And like even he bought a Porsche and he had an Audi like R8, both paddle shifters, no clutch.
All right, we gotta go. Here's Mike with sports.
Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, we were talking about the seven things that could soon disappear. Forever. One of them being the clutch pedal. Wasn't there something oddly satisfying, like when you learned how to drive a manual?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there something oddly satisfying when you did figure it out?
Yeah, you feel like...
And you got good at it?
Well, it feels... what did you call it? It's like an American spirit sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's the whole freedom of the open road because you're doing something as opposed to just sitting there kind of letting the machine do it. Yeah, I think there's a real, I don't know, that's a real tangible thing because we all know automatics are easier to drive. They're more convenient. You don't have to worry about it. But there are people, and by the way, way more people on the text program that are stick drivers than I would have realized. And people are pretty passionate about it. Like having to learn and
teaching their kids.
Yeah, and sense of pride. The weird part is a lot of sports cars now don't even offer sticks. They're all paddle shifters with no clutch.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, there is, like, if you get in an old sports car or, like you said, like an old Mustang or, you know, if you're driving a Mustang or a Porsche or a Vet or whatever, it's kind of lame to have it be a automatic.
Yeah, there is something about that, I guess. But it's going away.
I'll tell you what, I've had a couple sticks that I've owned over the years, and I don't mind them, but driving in traffic with them is horrific.
Yeah.
Awful. If you're stuck in stop-and-go traffic...
And you just ride the clutch.
Your leg is just numb by the end of it, and it's just... And then, inevitably, you become so frustrated, you stall the car.
When's the last time you saw somebody stall out a car?
It's been a while. But I remember when I first started working here, we had a manual that I would drive, a little commuter car. And sometimes going down I-5, driving back up to La Center, you'd get stuck in something, you know, a 35, 40-minute delay by the Rose Quarter or by Delta Park.
Brutal.
And every now and then, my leg would get tired, and you'd screw up, and I would stall the car, and I would just let out a barrage of swear words. I'm like, F this car, and I got rid of it because of that. I don't mind driving a stick at all, but in traffic, heavy traffic... There's nothing I hated worse.
Somebody mentions, how about the old three on the tree column?
Oh, yeah.
The column shifter.
Yep.
The big old, when the old trucks. God.
Yeah, there was something
to
that.
What a throwback.
Yeah. See, like I learned a stick on an old Jeep. It was like a, I don't even know if it was called a Wrangler at the time. I think it was called a Renegade or something. It was just like one of the first Jeeps. It was like a 1960 something Jeep. And that's what I learned on. And it was one of those where like there was a hole in the floorboard where you could see the road underneath that had been rusted through. And that's what I learned on.
Well, it's expensive to replace them. So.
Yeah. I was just like, hey, this is what we're doing.
Somebody else said the manuals are the best theft protectors.
Yeah.
Nobody can drive them.
No.
Dumb thieves.
And it's only getting worse. And I don't know if it's still like this in Europe, but I remember being over in Europe and every car was a stick. And you still have that, like if you go over to Indonesia and a lot of those places and you rent cars, Mexico, they're like little pieces of crap. It's like a Chevy Aveo or something, or maybe it's like a Ford Focus. And they're all still sticks. A lot of the rentals are. And they're way cheaper if you can drive one. You can get a good deal on them if you can drive a stick on the rental cars in different countries.
Hmm. All right, yeah, it does seem like a lot of guys, even younger guys in our audience, can drive a stick.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, just give it time.
Well, again, it's...
I don't even know if my kid can. He's 20. I think he can.
But you didn't teach him, so you think maybe in college he
learned it? I didn't teach... Yeah, because we didn't have a stick when I taught him... Or when I was out there driving with him. I think he does. I think his other house he did.
Somebody
had a stick and he learned there too.
Well, the problem is the cars are disappearing to learn on. Again,
exactly.
I don't remember which one it was.
I don't know what I would have taught him on.
One of my kids wants to learn, and I should remember that, but one of them wants to learn, and I literally sat there and thought about it because they were serious about it. And I was like, I do not know a single person that has one that we could even ask to borrow. If those start disappearing, of course the next generation isn't going to learn to drive
them. Now, the bonus one of the things that will be disappearing forever, you know, they're saying that blackouts, you know, like when your neighborhood goes dark.
Yeah.
They're saying that they have upgraded the grids enough.
That's not going to happen.
That it just doesn't happen that much anymore.
What about but the tree that like goes down, like windstorms and blows something out?
Yeah. That's different.
But like overloading the power grid?
Exactly. Blown fuses and things.
That's another one that if you spend any time traveling to different countries, you will realize that a lot of problems that we have solved, other countries have still working on that.
Or they don't have the money.
Yeah, they just don't have the money. When we were at Costa Rica a couple years back, and we rented a nice house, Airbnb, and... When you get there and you open the manual, that was one of the things they said is Costa Rica, I guess the entire country just has these, their power grid just isn't adequate. And so they like blackouts happen all the time. And they're like, just be prepared for it. It's going to happen. And sure enough, we were there for a week, 10 days, something like that. We went through a half a dozen of them. We're just sitting there and all of a sudden it's like, you just see, bzz, bzz, bzz. And you're like, well, that's, anyone know how long? They're like, half hour, 45 minutes, maybe two. I guess it'll come back on. And it's just kind of the way it works. But the bars and stuff have generators. So it was weird because like when we were like all the neighborhoods would go dark and then you could see like flashlights or cell phone lights and people would be on scooters or hoofing it down and they'd go out to the bars. It's like, let's kill some time.
Let's go drinking.
Go have a drink while we wait for the power to come back on.
All right. John, Big John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. So stay tuned for that. What's happening in your world tonight, sir?
Well, tonight is the anniversary of the birth of one of my favorite people in the world, my wife.
Oh, all right.
29 years old.
47.
Whoa. Just announced that on the radio, huh?
Oh, she doesn't care. And, you know, what? I mean, come on. What is it? She's 47.
I think she probably does care, John.
Yeah, I think she might.
Do you care that I just said how old you were? No, she doesn't care. No, in fact, I told her I was going to give her this segment. I was going to let her come on with you guys and mail it in tonight, and she shunned us. She doesn't want any part of it.
Why?
Well, her favorite singer is Wynonna Judd of the Judds fame.
Okay.
And Wynonna is apparently doing one of those virtual concerts where you pay like $10 and you get a live feed. She's in her living room singing songs or whatever. And Heather wanted that, got that for her birthday, so she has sequestered herself to listen to Wynonna sing songs. And I went in there and said, hey, do you want to mail it in for your birthday and talk to those guys? And she said, no, I'm watching this.
Now, let me say this, that your wife is better than you in every way.
Yes.
Heather is wonderful and does a million things for you and me and everyone else in our family. But there is nothing that screams middle-aged white woman like sequestering yourself to watch Wynonna Judd.
Well, in defense of my wife, she is a middle-aged white woman.
Yes. That is the most middle-aged white thing you could do.
Fair point, John. Yes, she is middle-aged and white.
Yes. There is stereotypes for a reason.
Yes.
And she is a middle-aged white woman, middle class, lives in suburbia, likes Wynonna Judd. Apparently more than you, Jay. She likes Wynonna more than you.
Well,
and
course.
Me. I was told to leave her alone until 8 o'clock when it's over.
How many Judds are there?
There's the hot Judd. Well, there's three famous Judds. There's the mom, who's the really talented one, Wynonna, and then there's the hot one, Ashley.
Who? What's the mom's name?
Carol.
Naomi.
Karen?
Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi Judd.
Naomi Judd, that's
She's
right.
the most famous of the Judds.
Now, didn't you put the moves on one of the Judds, Rob?
He tried luring the hot one into a truck for an interview.
That was Ashley.
Put the moves?
Ashley
Judd. One of the Judds?
No, well, of course I tried, but it was more about trying to get her on the radio show with Lund and Vance.
Yeah.
Who were.
Yeah, the radio show.
Yeah, they were broadcasting from a truck.
Yeah, come into this truck.
Good luck trying to get Ashley Judd to. Just jump in a truck right there. You'll be fine. It's a radio show, I promise.
Yeah. Right.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know that there's any more. I think it's just the three of them. Is there more? I think that's it.
Am I weird to think that Bonnie Raitt is part of the Judds?
They're in the same category. She's not part of the Judds, but again, it's,
doesn't she look like one
of
the Judds?
She looks like one of the Judds.
Yeah.
She lives next door to the Judds.
Yeah,
let's say that.
All right.
Well, it's like if you can't get. Well, I'm not sure which one's the B list. I know it's like. I feel like if you can't get Bonnie Raitt, then you go get one of the Judds. Like, we tried getting Bonnie Raitt, can't do it. Give me Wynonna.
I think the Judds are a big deal. I think there's a lot of middle-aged white women. I think the Judds are a big deal. Are they not?
I think they are, too, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I often see the Judds are this. Okay, so anytime you see, like, a list of great, maybe, like, female artists or whatever, some music list, right?
Yeah.
The Judds are typically the one that you go, oh, I didn't know they were that. You know, like, I don't know much about the Judds. I've heard much of their music. But they are widely thought of. I've seen them ballyhooed a lot in media that how great they are and how much people love them.
Now, full disclosure, gentlemen, I have seen the Judds in concert years ago. This is back in the stage of your marriage when you have to do everything together, you know? And so my wife, like if my wife got tickets to the Judds tomorrow, I would not be invited to go. So, but back then I was. And she got, the Judds were on tour and they played in Portland at the Rose Garden. And I had to go because we did stuff together back then. And I'll say this, pleasantly surprised. I in no way wanted to be a part of what the Judds were doing. Very good show. They're very talented women.
All right. What is their biggest...
Let's give them something to talk
about.
Is that
the Judds?
No, that's Bonnie Raitt.
No, that's Bonnie Raitt, who lives next door.
Again, I'm pro Bonnie Raitt.
What does the Judds go to?
I don't know.
Well, who isn't pro Bonnie Raitt? I like Bonnie Raitt.
We're all avoiding the question.
Again, I'm...
Because we don't
know. Yeah, you went and saw them, John. What was the song that everyone was like, oh my God!
It was like 15 years ago. I don't know. There was a bunch of them. But I guarantee you, if you played the Judds' greatest hits, there'd be two or three that you'd be like, oh, I didn't know they sang that, because that's how I was.
I'm looking up the Judds. Because it is it's a duo, right? The mom and daughter sing together.
Yes, and I don't think the mom is active anymore. I think she got sick or got hurt or something, or it's just old. I don't think she I don't think she does it anymore. I think it's just the daughter now. But for a long time, they were, hence the Jets.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm looking through their greatest hits, and John, I don't recognize a one.
Give them a little love.
Give a little love? What is that? This is from their greatest hits. Why Not Me? Rockin'
yeah, well,
with
you'd recognize Why Not Me. That's a good song.
Really? Rockin' with the Rhythm of the Rain. Mama, He's Crazy. Give a Little Love. Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Girl Night Out. Change of Heart. Have Mercy. Cry Myself to Sleep. Love Is Alive. I don't know one of those.
I got nothing.
Yeah. You recognize Why Not Me?
Well, would you sing a little bit for us, John?
No, I would not.
Come on.
No. You guys are a radio station. Just pull it up.
Yeah, good call. I'm going to pull it up on Spotify because Mike's not listening to us.
You'd recognize it.
I got nothing. I got nothing on the Judds.
Okay, here we go. Here's Why Not Me right here. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Oh, I got to turn up the volume.
I got nothing.
You know that?
No.
Sounds cool.
I got nothing, dude.
Why not move?
You've never heard that song?
No.
No.
Oh, well, I stand corrected then, Big Suit. That's actually a good song.
All right, well. Look, we're learning something every day about the Judds. So go your wife and go Judds. And Heather is wonderful. She's better than you in every way.
Yes, that is 100% true. And I will take the final seconds here to announce that to everyone. She is better than me. In every way, she's the best person I've ever known. I love her dearly, and I hope she has a happy birthday. Happy birthday, love.
Look at him being sweet.
Sounds, I didn't hear a word he said.
Sounds terrible, by the way.
Dire Straits is playing over it, and it's very confusing.
Yeah.
This is a hot remix.
Yeah, this isn't good. Let's end this. For the love of God.
Tell me about the good old grandpa.
Fly, lesbian seagull, fly.
Yeah, right.
Andrew Nemec coming up next.
Yeah, I think so.
He's recruiting.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.